This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Patient hearing versus enabling, where to draw the line with difficult people. Know when to listen deeply and when staying silent becomes complicity. In short, patient hearing is the disciplined practice of giving someone your full attention without judgment or interruption, even when it is hard. It is not passive, it is not agreement, and it does not mean you absorb everything indefinitely. Patient hearing requires sustained attention and genuine presence, not just silence. Enabling happens when your listening removes all accountability from the other person. The line between them is not about how long you listen. It is about what your listening produces. Definition: patient hearing difficult people means staying fully present and attentive through discomfort, giving someone sustained, non-judgmental attention without rushing toward a fix or a verdict. It differs from enabling in that it holds space for understanding while still leaving responsibility where it belongs. When listening feels like a trap. I knew a manager once who prided herself on always having an open door. Her most difficult team member, a man with a habit of blaming everyone around him, used that open door constantly. She listened every single time. She gave him space, nodded, acknowledged his frustrations. 2 years passed before she realized she was the reason nothing had changed. He had found someone who would absorb every complaint without ever naming the pattern. She thought she was practicing patient hearing. She had quietly become his pressure valve. That confusion costs people dearly. Patient hearing and enabling sit close enough to each other that well-meaning people fall across the line without noticing. The difference between them is not about how long you listen or how kind your face looks while you do it. The difference lies in what your listening produces and whether truth still has any room to breathe. What patient hearing actually requires. Patient hearing is one of the most demanding communication skills you can practice. It asks you to stay fully present with someone, to resist the urge to interrupt, advise, or judge, and to hold your own discomfort while someone else works through theirs. That is not passive. It takes real concentration and genuine courage. With difficult people specifically, patient hearing requires more than silence. You're listening for what sits underneath the behaviour. The person who snaps in every meeting may be carrying genuine fear about their position. The colleague who deflects every piece of feedback may have learned long ago that directness gets punished. Patient hearing asks you to hold all of that in mind while remaining clear about what you're observing. It is worth saying directly, patient hearing does not mean agreement. You can hear someone fully and still disagree with everything they're saying. The goal is understanding, not surrender. If you want to explore how honest listening connects to giving better feedback overall, the piece on how to give feedback strengthens team synergy instead of breaking it offers useful grounding on this. What enabling actually looks like. Enabling is what happens when your patience removes the other person's need to grow. It wears the clothes of compassion. It sounds like understanding, but its effect is to protect someone from the natural feedback that their behavior generates, and by doing so, it locks them in place. With difficult people, enabling often begins as patience. You give them extra time. You extend the benefit of the doubt. You hear them out when others have stopped bothering. None of that is wrong in itself. The problem arrives when your continued attentiveness functions as a substitute for accountability, when the difficult person can behave as they like, because they know you will always find another way to understand it. Enabling is not a character flaw. It often grows from genuine care, from the belief that one more round of patient listening will finally unlock some shift. The trouble is that shift never comes from being heard alone. It comes from being heard and then asked to reckon with something honest. Side by side, how the two concepts differ. Dimension: patient hearing, enabling. Primary intent, to understand what is driving the difficulty to avoid conflict or protect the relationship at all costs. Effect on the other person creates space for self-reflection and change removes pressure to change. You roll active, attentive, emotionally present, absorptive, protective, often self-silencing. Time horizon are sustained, but bounded practice indefinite, with no natural endpoint. Response: after listening honest, direct engagement follows continued accommodation, without challenge. Accountability stays with the person who needs to grow, quietly shifts toward the listener. Outcome: over time, trust and, eventually, real change, entrenched behavior and growing resentment. The table shows the contrast cleanly, but the lived experience is messier, because the two feel nearly identical in the moment. Both require you to stay calm. Both require you to keep listening when you would rather not. The difference only becomes visible when you look at the trajectory over time and ask, what has my listening actually produced? Patient hearing is active in a way enabling is not. When you practice patient hearing, you are gathering information, tracking patterns, staying present with a purpose. When you drift into enabling, you are absorbing. You are managing your own discomfort by keeping things smooth. The attention looks the same from the outside, but the internal orientation is entirely different. The other critical distinction is what follows the listening. Patient hearing is not complete until you respond with something honest. It might be a question that names a pattern. It might be a clear statement of what you are observing. Enabling ends with the listening itself, or with words that simply confirm what the difficult person already believed. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling books 8 Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. The grey area neither concept owns. Here's the truth of it. There are moments when continued listening without challenge is the right call, and those moments are not enabling. If someone is in genuine crisis, the first job is presence, not correction. If a difficult person has just taken a rare risk and shared something real, the last thing they need is an immediate reframe. Timing matters enormously. There is also a stage early in any difficult relationship where patient hearing must precede everything else. You cannot respond to what you do not yet understand. Some of what looks like enabling in the early weeks is actually necessary groundwork. The line only becomes meaningful once you have enough understanding to act on it. This is also why how empathy bridges in team communication create the conditions for lasting synergy matters here. Empathy and accountability are not opposites. Patient hearing is built on empathy. What prevents it from becoming enabling is the willingness to add honesty to the empathy once you have enough of the picture. Three places where people confuse the two. The first confusion, mistaking silence for patience. The mistake, you stop pushing back because the conflict feels too costly, and you call that patient hearing. Why it happens? Conflict avoidance and genuine patience feel identical when you are in the middle of them. Both keep the room quiet. What to do instead? Ask yourself whether your silence is a choice you're making or a retreat you're taking. Patient hearing is chosen, avoidance is not. If you want to examine this more closely, the piece on why avoiding difficult conversations is the hidden enemy of team synergy addresses this head-on. The second confusion, believing that hearing someone means accepting their version of events. The mistake. You listen so thoroughly that you begin to absorb the difficult person's framing as truth. Why it happens? Sustained attention creates a kind of intimacy. The reality starts to feel like the only reality in the room. What to do instead? Stay clear about the difference between hearing someone's experience and endorsing their interpretation. You can hold both at once. I hear how this landed for you, and I see it differently. The third confusion, thinking more listening will eventually produce change on its own. The mistake. You keep extending the hearing because you believe if you just understand them fully enough, something will shift. Why it happens? It sometimes does work that way. And when it works once, you keep applying the method. What to do instead? Recognize that understanding is a necessary condition for change, not a sufficient one. Hearing opens the door. The difficult person still has to decide to walk through it. Your role is to be honest about what you are seeing when the moment is right. Knowing how to start a difficult conversation that is blocking your team's progress is what turns patient hearing into real movement. How to apply both well. The goal is not to choose one and abandon the other. The goal is to know which season you are in. Lean into patient hearing when you do not yet understand what is actually driving the difficulty. The person has just taken a risk by being honest with you. The situation calls for someone to stay present before anyone says anything useful. You notice your urge to respond is coming from frustration, not clarity. Set a limit on how long hearing operates alone when you have listened through the same pattern more than twice with no shift. Your silence is being read as agreement or permission. The behavior is affecting others on the team, not just your own patients. You feel resentment building, which is one of the clearest signals that something honest needs to be said. When you do speak, frame it in a way that keeps the conversation open. You might find how to use I statements in team conversations to prevent blame cycles a useful tool here. The structure of how you deliver an honest response matters as much as the decision to give one. And if you're working through behaviour that has been more indirect, the piece on how to address passive-aggressive behaviour that is silently eroding team synergy will help you put words to what you're receiving. It is also worth reading Common Communication Mistakes That Quietly Destroy Team Synergy to check whether any of the patterns described there have crept into the way you engage with difficult people over time. What the line actually is. Let me tell you something I have learned the hard way. The line between patient hearing and enabling is not drawn by how much you have listened. It is drawn by whether you have remained honest with yourself about what your listening is doing. Patient hearing serves the other person's growth. Enabling serves the relationship's short-term peace. Both can feel like care in the moment. Only one of them actually respects the other person enough to tell the truth. If you walk away from a conversation having genuinely understood something new and said something honest in return, you've practiced patient hearing difficult people well. If you walk away having absorbed everything and said nothing of consequence, it is worth asking yourself what your silence was actually protecting. The quality of what follows the listening is where the line lies. That is where you earn or lose the right to call it patience. Frequently asked questions. What is patient hearing with difficult people? Patient hearing with difficult people means giving someone your full, sustained attention without rushing to fix, judge, or silence them. It is an active discipline that requires you to stay present through discomfort while still holding your own ground and not simply absorbing whatever is said. How do you know when patient hearing becomes enabling? Patient hearing becomes enabling when your silence or continued listening removes all pressure for the other person to change. If your attentiveness consistently shields them from the consequences of their behavior and nothing shifts over time, you've crossed from hearing into enabling. Can patient hearing work with genuinely difficult people? Yes, patient hearing is often most valuable with difficult people because it creates the conditions where they feel safe enough to lower their defenses. It does not mean accepting poor behavior. It means staying present and clear-eyed long enough to understand what is actually driving the difficulty. What is the difference between patient hearing and passive listening? Patient hearing is active and intentional. You bring your full attention, you track what is being said beneath the surface, and you stay engaged without reacting. Passive listening is simply not interrupting. One takes real effort and skill. The other is just waiting for your turn to speak. How do I stop enabling without abandoning patient hearing? Keep listening but pair it with honest, direct response. You can hear someone fully and still say, I hear what you're telling me, and I also need to tell you what I'm seeing from where I sit. Hearing and accountability are not opposites. They work together when you have the courage to apply both. Why is patient hearing so hard with difficult people? Difficult people often trigger frustration, defensiveness, or the urge to shut down the conversation. Patient hearing asks you to stay present through all of that, which takes real practice. The hard part is not the listening itself. It is managing your own internal reaction while remaining genuinely open to what is being said. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.